Wednesday night, Orlites Zion Elul.
Okay, we talked yesterday about lending money. Tonight, we talk about borrowing chafetzim, not borrowing money, but borrowing things. And everyone should have a paper on their refrigerator to jot down when you borrow something from a neighbor. It's extremely common you borrow things, whether it's ingredients or books, and if your intention is to borrow, and then you forget about it, you don't give it back. This is a problem, perhaps a big problem. So you should always write it down. And you should have a list of things in your refrigerator. If you have a neighbor that doesn't return things, so technically you're not mechuyev to lend it to them. If this is habitual, that they don't return things, what you should tell them is really, there's a subtlety there. You shouldn't directly lie, of course, and say you don't have it, but you should say it in a way that is not a direct lie, like you'll have it next week, you could say. But if they're ready to take staka, and that's the situation, then you could have in mind when you give it to them that if they don't give it back, it should be tzedakah. And then you could even take it off of Maisa money, which is what everybody wants to know, always. That's like, if I made a list of the most frequent FAQs, can I take it off of Maisa? That's like near the top of the list. Okay? But you could, but you have to say it before. Afterwards, you can't take it off of Maisa. If a poor person owes you money, you cannot say, forget it, don't pay me back, and take it off of Miser. Then you're using Miser money for your own benefit, which you're not allowed to do. You can't like direct the Miser money to pay your chov. That's what is, in effect, that's what you're doing. But if you think of it beforehand, then when you lend it to him, or when you give him the item, you could say, I'm lending it to him. I'm assuming the guy's an oni, of course. And if he doesn't pay it back, then it'll come off of Miser. And if you do it before, when you're giving it to them, then that's perfectly legitimate. But the main point of tonight's halacha was to put the sign on the refrigerator and to write down when you borrow something, because you forget, and you borrowed it, and it's a chiyuv to give it back. And it's especially true about books and ingredients in an apartment house. Okay.